Afghanistan's interim president, Hamid Karzai, is in Washington today. He's expected to meet with President Bush and congressional leaders tomorrow, and he'll be seeking continued U.S. support for his country. The reconstruction of Afghanistan after decades of war is expected to cost tens of billions of dollars. This afternoon, at the Mustafa Islamic Center in Annandale, Virginia, Afghan Americans gathered to greet Karzai. We spoke earlier to one of them, Fatima Osmanzadeh.
I can't even tell you. I've got the jitters, giggles. You name it, I've got it. The little butterflies. This is like, you know, history making. I came here when I was in second grade. I was about 10 years old. So to see this stuff and just to see what the conditions that I left Afghanistan when the Russians had come in, what it was then and what it is going to be, hopefully, is just, I guess the word would be awesome, just to see here and just watch everything being rebuilt and remaking of this.
Do you have any memories of Afghanistan?
Very, very vague, very small memories. The only thing I remember is just being, you know, family gatherings. I come from a very huge family myself, but I only have one brother. But my mother and father come from, you know, 8-10 kids. So just Friday nights, everyone gets together, just seeing everybody around. Music and everything else, and which everything was banned during the Taliban regime. And you know, that's what most people liked. Did not like because they were kind of like in a prison. The Muslim religion doesn't tell you not to listen to music, doesn't tell you not to, you know, have family gatherings or laugh or joke around. So everybody left because they were just, you know, considered being in jail, in prison. So everybody just went to wherever they could be free. So once Mr. Karzai, when he goes back and, you know, rebuilds his government, everyone would like to go back and see, you know, be the way they were. And most people, when you talk to the older generation, they all say, you know, I'd love to go back just to be the way it was.
Now, I understand that you're planning to go back to Afghanistan. Is that right?
Love to go back. I'm a businesswoman myself. I have a Baskin-Robbins ice cream. And so is my husband. He has a dollar store. So if the two of us can go and start our own business, this is a part of rebuilding it.
Is this a sentiment that's shared by many people?
I think there's so many people in this country, even though this is home for us. I can call myself more American than Afghan, even though this is home for us. But it would just be such a moment to go and just see back how Afghanistan is and how, you know, just to rebuild it for the future. It used to be a gorgeous place, and now with the Taliban and everything else, it's just destroyed it. It's going to take a lot of rebuilding and a lot of time and patience. But I think once we do rebuild Afghanistan with the help of all the young Afghans that we have here, it'll just be something to that everyone's going to go back, whether it be a vacation or whether there'll be their vacation home there. But everyone will just love to go back.
Can you tell us what kind of business you'd like to open when you go back to Afghanistan?
Well, I guess being in the Baskin-Robbins business and my husband being a dollar store owner, I think since we know our merchandise, we know what people need over there, especially the need of people. They need pots and pans. They need specialists. They need this stuff. So if we can get that stuff and sell them for an extremely cheap price, this is, you know, that's what they need. But I think in the meantime, we have so many orphan children that are in Afghanistan that if I can go, being a mother of three, if I can feed one child a day, even just cuddle him up in my arms and just rock him, and for them to be away from the fear of what's happened, I think that'll be my most, maybe, mission that I can accomplish in life.
What do you think, what are your hopes for what Hamid Karzai will be able to do? Do you have confidence he'll be able to pull the country together?
I think most peaceful and quiet as much as they can be. You know, if we can just get the weapons off the street, out of the houses, for everyone not to have weapons, I think that's what all we need.
Do you think you'll be able to shake Hamid Karzai's hand today?
I'm hoping. And hopefully I can grab a picture of him also, just to share with my children and be a part of the, you know, making of the history.
Fatima Osmanzadeh spoke to us from the Mustafa Islamic Center in Annandale, Virginia, where she was waiting for the arrival of interim Afghanistan President Hamid Karzai.